We're doing the Sefer Amidot, and we're discussing the trait of haughtiness, of arrogance. And we had seen that one of the traits of a person who is haughty and arrogant is that he is always thirsting for compliments. He's always listening to things in light of himself. What are they saying about me? And the Magen Midovna continues and says, "V'tachat asho nefesh kisilut ne'edar hadat," and being that when a person has haughtiness, what happens is he's taking credit for things that are not really his to take credit for, and then that's a reflection, and it, as we'll see, it becomes a snowball effect of a certain absence, a vacuum of some basic knowledge he should have. A person should realize he can't take credit in certain things, and then mitnadev lenafsho kavod ugdula. So then a person volunteers for himself honor, greatness. When a person has a pure soul, so then what he volunteers is praise and thanks to his Creator. And notice that these two go hand in hand. Praise and thanks. When a person is arrogant, so then it's very hard for him to say thank you. It's very hard for him to recognize that he owes anyone anything. Because he deserves everything. What do you mean? Me? Of course, me? Come on. Of course I should get, so this false pride blinds a person. And then he doesn't have appreciation. He doesn't know how to give thanks. He doesn't know how to give praise. One of the hardest things people have in marriage is showing appreciation to their spouse. Men especially have a hard time saying anything positive. Thanks for the food. Why can't we elaborate? Because we have this issue with our pride. When a person has a pure soul, the purer his soul, the more it is natural for him to volunteer praise and thanks. And his thoughts are not revolving around himself. One of the key distinctions between an arrogant person and a humble person is, what's he thinking about all the time? It's very hard to think about God when we're too busy thinking about ourselves. And the two go hand in hand. A humble person views himself as a servant who's getting all these goodies from his master. Being that he's accepting all this good, so his thoughts, his desires are focused on the following thought. I'm getting so much good, when will I ever do my end of the deal? I'm getting so much good from above for free. Right? But what does the average person think? Why don't I have this and why don't I have that, and when will I get this and when will I get that? And it all revolves around the same lie, that we take for granted things we shouldn't take for granted. We take credit for things we don't have a right to take credit for. So then we have expectations we don't have a right to have. And if you think it's only towards the Creator, it's not. It's towards our parents, it's towards our spouse, it's towards society, it's towards the government. What did Franklin say? Ask not.
Your country can do for you, but what can you do for your country?
Right. That was Kennedy.
Ask not what your country can do for you, what you can do for your country.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
In order to address,
do you think that this syndrome is not necessarily a result of a person's lack of knowledge as much as a person's disregard for a general good trait? Someone could be aware, you know, when he's taking credit for something that's not his in order to ascribe himself honor. He could want the honor regardless, and therefore, you know, like we're all capable of for anything. I know it's wrong, but I'm gonna do that anyways. And then get addicted to it, or then use cognitive dissonance to continue it going. So could that be the case for being arrogant, or is it just simply a lack of knowledge all the time?
No, I agree. I agree with what you said. Yeah. I think that's what he said earlier, that that part of it is a person chooses. Of course, it can become a habit. And then it could become a perspective. And then it could be a paradigm. You know, that's the way he views the world. So when a person views the world in such a manner, then it's second nature that he dedicates himself to the service of the Creator, and he can love it, and he can volunteer to do it. And I don't know if you guys ever had this experience. I remember as a kid, doing the dishes was like a really big deal. Why should I do the dishes? You finish the Shabbos meal. Everyone wants to lie down. Everyone wants to read a good book. Who wants to go and deal with the dishes? Who wants to take out the garbage? And I remember the age when I started having an appreciation. Hey, my parents really work hard during the week too. And then the desire to pitch in and go and do the dishes after the meal. When you can stop looking, when we can stop looking at ourselves, then we can suddenly appreciate what other people are doing for us, and then we can actually find it natural and self-understood that we should take the step forward to help. But you have the people who don't know and don't understand. And when a person has all the good that he can have, so a person wants more. He takes, he says, you know, we have so much blessing today. It boggles my mind how much blessing we have. I was standing, I got on the wrong bus today. So I had a long walk. Got off one stop later. I had a long walk. I had a 2-hour walk today. It cost me a lot, that one wrong bus. But on the way, so I had a chance to look around me, and I'm looking at people in their cars, and it struck me, you know, go describe to someone 150, 200 years ago that we would have this little machine, you could just push on a pedal and move. When I'm outside on the sidewalk walking, believe me, I was walking uphill, I was looking at all them, and it just, I just marveled at this contraption called a car. Yeah, they just push on a pedal and they go. And I was looking at them and I was asking myself, is there anyone here on this busy street but me who's even thinking about this, that they're pushing on a pedal and they're moving? Probably not. Yeah, everyone else...
It's a whole big like shell of protection around you.
Right.
Other ones are those, you know, comfortable captain seat.
Yeah.
I thought about that too.
Yeah. So as I'm walking and I'm regretting I got on the wrong bus, I'm looking at the people around me and I'm telling myself, we live in such a beautiful world. I'm weathering the elements, hot, cold. They're sitting in this fantastic contraption, listening to something, right? And then you look at their faces and they don't seem happy. Like, they're all like, you know, each one is muttering about something. I wasn't upset, but it was interesting to observe. And I'm looking and I'm thinking, no one here seems to appreciate what they have. We live in an age where so much blessing, and we don't think about it. So the Magen Midvarna says, what happens when you don't appreciate, and when you take credit, and you think you deserve? So then the next stage is, you suddenly want to take things that you really have no right to take. An example of that, a person says, how could I get up for Shacharis? Are you kidding? So what should a person think? I have so much good, I have so much blessing, how can I not get up for Shacharis? But we don't think that way. We think, Ribon Shom, I'm tired. Come on, it's been a tough day, it's been a tough week. You understand. What does he understand? He's given us limitless blessing. And we what? So that's what he says. The next step is when we don't have that honesty, and we don't appreciate what we have, so what we do next is we start infringing on things that we have no right to infringe upon. We take things that we really, so to speak, owe to our Creator. And a person really takes for himself what's really fitting to the cause of all causes. Suddenly it's hard to keep mitzvot, Shabbos is hard. There are a million things that are hard. Yeah, if my perspective is a perspective that says, of course I have what I have, the only question is why I don't have more, then I have real issue with the Creator. But if I can stop and realistically recognize how much good I have, so then I my thoughts can shift. And I could start thinking, wait a second, am I doing my end? I got so much good. I try to think about this whenever I'm on a bus and someone handicapped gets on the bus. So I try to remind myself, I made a bracha this morning, Pokeach Ivrim. thanking God for giving me sight. How much time did I think about that bracha? You know, at best, 2 seconds, right? Boom, you got to move on to the next one. Malbisha Rumim. You look at people, they need clothes. They're in the cold and they don't have a coat. Malbisha Rumim. Matira Surim, we could get up. We could walk. So I find that those are moments where I could work on myself more, to think more about these things. And again, it all stems from this honesty. Am I going to be honest enough to realize I don't deserve everything I have and appreciate what I do have? And at the end of the day, life is much happier if we can live that way. You end up like enjoying life. Whereas if not, then whatever you have is, nope, but I don't have more. Yes, Nahum, I think, was first, yeah.
So let's say you are blind. Do you have to make that blessing? Isn't that like a... let's say your body functions are not normal. Do you have to say Asher Yitzar? Or, you know, like certain blessings where clearly it's not you. You have to say that?
Can we address it at greater length? Will you be here next Thursday?
No, I won't even be here this Thursday.
Oh, boy. So let's say after class, okay?